Over the past year, the federal government has renewed its interest in a program designed to keep flood-damaged cars off used car lots. The system was created by federal law 15 years ago, but it was never fully implemented. After Hurricane Katrina, the issue came to light again, with damaged cars being passed off as mechanically sound. NPR's Jeff Brady has this update.
If that 1992 law had been in force, it's possible Mark and Megan Johnson of Sycamore, Illinois, wouldn't be stuck with a gold Pontiac that doesn't run very well. The Johnsons bought it a year ago because Mark needed a reliable commuter car, and at $13,000, the Pontiac seemed like a good deal.
I mean, we took it for a drive, you know, put the spurs to her, so to speak, and, you know, she drove.
I don't suppose you ever imagined that being on the outskirts of Chicago, you were going to be a victim of Hurricane Katrina.
No, definitely not. I mean, just, it's so far removed, and even, you know, Katrina happened probably, what, a year ago before we even purchased this car, right?
Pretty close, yeah.
The car often won't start on the first try, and sometimes it just stops in the middle of the road without warning. A mechanic noticed a faint, musty smell. Mark Johnson says a look under the hood confirmed the mechanic's suspicion. This is a Katrina car.
You don't notice these things until a week, 2 weeks later, and by that time the paperwork's already signed. The dealership's telling you to your face that you can't return it under any circumstances.
The Johnsons are suing the dealer. There's little else they can do. The car is worth a third of what they paid for it. They can't afford to buy a new one, and Mark still needs to get to work, so he's driving a car that may not be safe.
From a lawyer's point of view, you have a classic rip-off situation.
Bill Huddle represents the Johnsons. He says the car was shipped from Louisiana to a Michigan auction and finally ended up at the local dealer. Somewhere along the way, the note on the title that said the car was flooded disappeared.
What is really essentially wrong with the system is that there's no national registration of titles. Each state has its own title registration system.
A scam artist can register a car in a series of states with different rules until the flood warning is gone. This is also done with wrecked cars and even stolen ones. The practice is called title washing. In 1992, Congress passed a law creating the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System, or NMVTIS. It would have linked all the state DMVs, essentially creating a national system. Title washing would have become very difficult because as soon as one state learned a car was stolen or flooded, all the states would know. Deepak Gupta with the consumer group Public Citizen says Justice Department officials at the time were skeptical NMVTIS would work. But a little research showed the system was a bargain.
And the Justice Department's own cost-benefit analysis said this isn't even a close question, that you know the maximum investment would be $22 million and that the benefits would be $11 billion.
Consumer advocates suspect the insurance industry worked behind the scenes to cripple NMVTIS in the 1990s, though they can't prove this. Insurers take ownership of flooded and totaled cars, and if they can't resell them, they could lose millions. Ryan Toole with the FBI says 10 years ago there just wasn't a lot of energy behind getting NMVTIS up and running, but that's changing.
And we have a very, very dedicated group of law enforcement officers from around the country that are very, very much in favor of NMVTIS because they see the benefits of it, and they see that, you know, the federal government is very, very serious about making it happen this time.
Toole says the FBI is finishing up rules to fully implement NMVTIS, and the Justice Department is making grants available to states so they can join the system. Consumer advocates say they're encouraged, but a bit skeptical, given the slow pace up to now. Jeff Brady, NPR News.